So I would like to speak something on the holy name, which I was reading in Back to Godhead. Consider the names of to be equal to or independent of the names of Lord Vishnu. It's very important to know that all the holy names of the Supreme Lord are equal. For example, when you say, whether you say Krishna or Jehovah or Allah, they are all equally holy as far as the holiness is contained. So one should not think only Krishna's name is holy and the all other God, names of God as Jehovah, Allah and other names are not so holy. They are all equally holy. Why? Because they mean the same person. This is the first thing one should know. If anybody considers any other name of God to be less holy or unholy, then that's considered offensive. Also, there are different forms of Krishna like Vishnu, Lord Rama, or Narasimha, Vamana, Varaha, and all those different forms. The difference between Krishna and these forms is not of potency. The potency is the same in all these forms. They are all equally potent forms, equally luminous. But the difference is of the flavor or the relationship or the mood in which that devotees reciprocate with that particular Lord. So that should be understood. That's very important, because sometimes devotees think Ram, Lord Ramchandra means inferior, or Lord Vishnu means it's inferior to Krishna. So it is explained, anybody who considers like that becomes offensive. Because all these forms are equally luminous, equally potent, because they are swamshas. Krishna expands in those various forms. But what is the difference? Only the, like for example, when you say sweetheart, at the same time you say your honor. That is the difference between the two. But they both are addressing the same person. So when you say sweetheart, that's a very intimate relation. Or when you say your honor, it's a respectful relation. But it doesn't become in any way inferior. So one should not consider the other forms to be inferior or the names to be inferior. The names are equally holy because they are the swamshas. They are the same person exhibiting Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Ananta Rupam. So it should be understood properly. And as far as the other gods are concerned, like Brahma, Indra, Chandra, all of them, they are all lesser in potency. They cannot be equated with the Supreme Lord. Just like 1000-watt bulb, and then you have, 800 or 600 or 500 or 100 or 50. They are all lesser luminous bulbs. Similarly, all the other jivas are more powerful jivas. They all are having different luminescence. They are lesser in potency than the Lord. So their name should never be equated with the Lord's holy name. Lord's holy name is pure. If somebody equates Indra's name or Kartikeya's name or any other Devata's name with Krishna's, then that becomes offensive. As far as Lord Shiva is concerned, if somebody thinks Lord Shiva to be inferior to Lord Krishna, then that is considered offensive. Or somebody considers, so I was reading two statements, very stunning statements. It says if one thinks Lord Shiva is different from Krishna, it is offensive. If one thinks Lord Shiva is same as Krishna, that is also offensive. What should one think? Lord Shiva is simultaneously same and different from Krishna. One should say like that. Because Lord Shiva is a direct expansion of Krishna. At the same time, Krishna is untouched by the material world. Whereas when Lord Krishna or Lord Vishnu comes in contact with the material world, he transforms into Shiva. Like you see the milk turning into yogurt. Yeah. That's why it said, Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudradi Devatahi Samatyano Vikshika Sa Pashanti Bhavedruvam. Considering Brahma Shiva to be same as Lord Krishna, it is considered a Pashanti, or atheist. On the other hand, one thinks Lord Shiva is also a Jiva and he is not direct expansion of Krishna, then that also becomes offensive. So these are all subtleties that she explains in that article. Regarding the names, when we talk of the Lord's names and the demigods' names. So chanting Hare Krishna should never be equal to chanting of Kali. Sometimes in Bangladesh, Bengal, they chant Kali Kirtan whole night, Chandi, Kapuja. So somebody equates such kind of worship to Lord Krishna's worship, they're considered very offensive. So one should avoid equating such kind of. So any god cannot have the holy name. Holy name is only for the Supreme Lord. Of course, You can chant any other God's name as a devotee of the Supreme Lord. But otherwise, if it is glorified as Supreme God, that's considered offensive. Like, you know, there are people chanting Ganapati Bappa Moriya in Maharashtra. They are chanting they think it is holy name of Ganapati. Of course, if they are glorifying Ganapati in relation to Krishna, that glorification is not bad. It's like glorification of Prabhupada. Very similar to that. But if they glorify Ganapati as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they say this is the top holy name, then that is offensive. So let us know these offenses and not commit aparad by considering something less than the holy name to be holy, or while observing the different forms of the Lord's, let us not minimize them by thinking that the other forms of the Lord or their names are less holier than the Lord's name. So these are subtleties in the second offense that is explained in one of the Back to Godhead articles. Harnam Prabhu ki.